Tired of home headaches, leaky faucets, cluttered garages, and DIY disasters got you down? Tune in to Around the House with Eric G., your guide to simple fixes, smart upgrades, and home hacks that save time and money. Now, subscribe to our brand new YouTube channel at Around the House HQ for tips, tricks, exclusive interviews with industry-leading experts in design and construction, all in stunning 4K. Search at Around the House HQ on YouTube and hit subscribe today. Don't miss out. Make your house a home with Around the House HQ.
Ready to turn your house into the home you've always dreamed of without the headaches or huge bills? You're tuned to Around the House, the nation's number one home improvement radio show and podcast, with expert advice that's helped millions tackle everything from remodels to repairs. Hosts Eric G. and John Dudley have got you covered with the best advice and information about your home. Now, let's get this hour started.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything about your home. Thanks for joining us today. John Dudley, good to see you as always, my friend.
Good day, sir.
This is going to be a lot of fun. We got Wendy Glaister back in the studio again. Wendy Glaister Interiors. Welcome back, Wendy, to Around the House.
Thank you. Hello, friends.
This is going to be fun. We are talking about one of my favorite subjects, and I love DIY projects for the winter, Wendy. This is a good idea. You brought this to the table, and I'm like, this is going to be a lot of fun.
I feel like your guys' skill set for DIY is probably much greater than mine. Let's put that down as like a baseline understanding.
The difference between skill set and ambition for DIY as well. Let's be clear.
Let's define these terms.
Yeah, let's be clear about that.
I think the one thing about DIY is the hardest thing is not only getting it started, but I think it's 10 times harder to get it finished, no matter what the project is. Mm-hmm. This will be the fun part of this. So DIY projects in the wintertime can be interesting because, you know, John, his wintertime is, well, he's down in South America, so he's got 78 degrees and sunny every day. I'm in Portland, Oregon, and it could be 50 degrees, but it could be 20. And Wendy, you're in California, which it could be anything these days, depending on what day of the week it is.
Very true. Yes.
But inside projects are usually a safe bet no matter what the weather is for those projects. And whether you're in North Dakota or South Florida, sometimes those inside projects are a thing. What did you have, Wendy, to start us off with some projects that you like to do, or at least you're dreaming of doing for DIY projects?
Well, this year, where I live in California, it has been gray for a month and a half solid.
Wow.
We've had maybe 3 days where we've seen the sun. So it's pretty dreary. And on top of that, I am not particularly a football fan, but my husband and my son both play multiple fantasy football leagues. So I have to find something to keep myself occupied. So I think the caveat here is I'm not allowed to touch power tools.
Well, that just took all the fun right out of anything you're about to build.
No, but I'm just a horrible, horrible klutz. And I've sent myself to the hospital just making minestrone soup. So not good.
Fair enough.
So I have tame DIY that I like to do during the winter so that I don't interrupt anyone like watching a football game saying, oh, by the way, I'm hopping in an ambulance to take me to the hospital, because that wouldn't go over very well.
I get that.
I think a lot of times for me, the DIY in the beginning of the year in the winter too is about feeling better after you take all the Christmas decorations down. And how does that happen? And I feel this year I really got into organizing, I think, because I wanted to feel a sense of control. I don't know. It might have something to do with the entire world climate and what's happening in the But I just wanted to have control about a few more things and have more of a routine. And so I set about that, and it was actually a lot of fun and kind of like gardening in the summertime with the DIY. There's an instant success that you get to experience because everything looks pretty and everything's organized, and it boosts your spirit and your mood and your spirit right away. So I had fun with that. That was my first one. How about you guys?
Good one. That's a good one. And here's the thing. Know your abilities and what you're doing, right? That's important. Knowing your ability. Because what I see happening is, my girlfriend, I could be sitting there working and I hear the circular saw going off in the garage. And I'm like, what is she doing? She's great with tools. She grew up with
that. Good for her.
She's awesome that way. But at the same time, I'm like, what is she building? I want to go play with that, whatever she's doing. It's like, all right, I'm going to go jump in on that project because she's doing something fun. But knowing what your abilities are and what you can and can't do, it's okay to grow and learn, right? But just do so safely. I was just watching some clown on, I don't know if it was TikTok or whatever. He had his contractor tabletop table saw sitting there. And it was sitting on these really hokey stacked up pieces. Then he's sawing. It kind of kicks back a little bit. He didn't have the table saw right. It falls back onto his lap as the saw. And just, it catches his tool belt just in time that he almost lost anything. And I'm like, all right, guys, safety first.
No.
I saw that one this morning. I was like, yikes. Okay. I'd never seen that before, but. Know what you're doing with tools and know your limitations before you start any DIY project.
Yes, I like to say humility is never far from me. And that is the truth. When I get all excited and I get going, I think it's going to turn out perfect. Nope, something happens and oh my goodness. So yes.
Organization though is such a key because, and I'll say this, us Americans are really great at clutter, generally speaking. And if I'm going to talk about the United States, as a general, usually we've got a clutter issue of too much stuff. And you can see that by just going on to real estate listings and see how people have their homes after they've cleaned them up. And you can say, wow, you still have 40% too much stuff in this.
Well, I have to say for organizing, I think my two most fun locations are the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And especially the first of the year, because we all want to be more healthy. Let's up that protein quotient. Where's the fiber? Give me those chia seeds. But if you decant it all into these beautiful little things and you see it all right there, so you're less likely to forget. And it looks so nice and pretty. And you can even do like ascending colors, like start with a sesame seed and then go to flax and then go to chia. And also closet. Because I know that you guys don't know this about me yet, but I do really love beautiful clothes. And so going through all of them and having fun and putting outfits together and having all the shirts from like light to dark and jackets. And it just makes you feel like you've set your own tiny world right. This sounds very, very shallow, actually, myself.
It's self-care, though, right? Like it's absolutely self-care. I mean, even putting, the chia seeds in a cool jar, you're like, now I want to use them because it feels like I'm doing something cool and neat instead of like, I have to be healthy,
Mm-hmm. Well, great example with closet.
Makes sense.
One of the first things when I started, dating Elisa, that I walked into her closet and I looked at the closet organizer that the builder put up like 6 years ago. And I went, that closet system over there in that end wall has days to live in its current location.
Like it's coming out of the little hook, right?
You see the little marks on the plastic clips that are stressed, and I'm like, that's not going to end well. She goes, oh, it'll be fine. It's been there for years. And I'm like, babe, that's not going to last. 48 hours later, we come back to the house and she goes upstairs and goes, come here. It looked like the avalanche had occurred. It had just torn out and come down and six foot of closet system had hit the ground. And I was like, yep, saw that one coming. I've seen it too many times as a designer walking into closets going, we now have 100 pounds put onto something that was designed for 75.
So. Yes. What's your favorite closet organizing system, you guys? I'm interested to know.
I like custom stuff. I like stuff that's
built and
made. Here's what I don't like. And this is, I don't like a lot of the wire systems that aren't made to go into the studs. They go into the drywall. They have these expansion things. And they just don't hold up for what, they look great for what you'd put in the pictures in the closet organizer thing you'd get at the home center. But realistically, if you put all your clothes on it, you jam it up like everybody's going to do in the closet, it doesn't have a hope and a prayer to hold together.
Yeah, you need a stud.
You got to have a stud. It's got to hold things.
Yeah.
You know something? And here's another little rant about this. Our new lighter drywall that's you know, the whatever light drywall has air put in the middle of it.
Yeah.
So when you put a drywall anchor into it, it has half the load capacity than the old school 1990s, 2000s drywall had. Yeah, it's easier for the guy to carry around because it's 10 pounds lighter. But if you take a look at the technical drawings on it, you got to put twice as many screws in when you hang it up.
If you are new catching the show, thanks for tuning in. To find out more, head to our website, aroundthehouseonline.com. We will be right back with more from renowned designer Wendy Glaister after these important messages.
If I could dream. Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good. They convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com. Websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code Eric G for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call.
Hey everyone, it's Eric G from Around the House. I'm teaming up with Cam Anderson. Yeah, the epoxy live edge master from Blacktail Studio for his biggest project yet. A full home remodeling on his stunning Blacktail Ranch. We're talking about this charming but dated farmhouse. From lead paint chic to a modern functional dream home. Structural fixes, smart layouts, custom woodworking flair, real budgets, hiccups, pro tips, all documented step by step. If you're a Blacktail fan or love epic renovations, this is your series. Head to my YouTube channel right now, search Around the House Eric G, subscribe and check out the Blacktail Ranch playlist. Cam's intro video is live and a fresh episode will be dropping very soon. Don't miss this transformation and subscribe today.
What's up? This is Sticks of Dania.
And Satchel from Steel Panther. And you are listening to
Around the House with Eric G.
Yeah.
We love Eric G, and you should too.
Welcome back to the Around the House show. We have been chatting with our friend and interior designer Wendy Glaister from Wendy Glaister Interiors. We have been talking about those late winter DIY projects that Wendy loves to tackle this time of year. Now, let's get back to the conversation.
If you're going to meet fire code. So it's interesting. Those drywall systems that are meant to hold in the drywall, never seen them hold up. What's yours, Wendy? What do you like? Here we go.
I do a lot of family homes. And so a lot of the primary closets are custom or custom-ish.
Yep.
And then like the kids and the pantry and things are the container store, the Alpha system, which is a wire system, but you do screw that top rail into the studs.
Yeah.
And so it does hold up pretty well. And if you get them on sale, because they go on sale a lot, it can look really pretty for not too much. I'm the designer who says, you know, I want to spend where it's worth it and save where I can. So yeah, I don't mind an Alpha system and a kids
system doesn't make sense for most people. I get that. Yeah. You know, with the 16 glass doors and the inlet, you know, the drawers that are lit from the inside. I mean,
do you mean the Lisa Vanderpump closet from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Where she, she has a little bell and she can hit the bell and someone brings her champagne. Are you Heather Dubrow? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Yeah, those.
Never heard of that. Never heard of that.
Exactly. Mm-mm. No, that's the thing.
No jealousy happening here.
I'd love to have it. I just haven't had that. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes. So. Yes.
But yeah, no, and I only rip it on the wire stuff is just what you see walking into the orange or the blue store and getting the stuff that's off the shelf there. I mean, you're right. Container store's got way better stuff than that. Because
you do dance on the edge of I don't know.
I'm going to sound a little bougie here, I know, but you know.
Okay, that's good. I understand.
I'm going to crush you both. You're an educated
professional.
I'm going to crush you both and say I'd rather be outside scuba diving, and I have a wood pole that goes across my closet with 5 black t-shirts and 5 white t-shirts, and I don't like decisions, so I don't need that much stuff.
He's part of the minimalist camp.
That's my favorite closet.
He's read the book Essentialism.
But there, John, you know, right now, maximalism is back in.
It is.
So you need to really learn that. Mm-hmm. Time to grow as a human.
That's a fun DIY in the middle of winter. Take everything off your shelves and group things in like groups with textures and heights all different. And then maybe put some wallpaper at the back of your bookcase so you have another layer of dimension and texture. And then you lay those items in there. That's really fun because then you get some depth and some interest in those shelves. And again, big bang for your buck in a small amount of time. So you feel like you've gotten something done. You've moved something forward, which is good.
Smart. One thing I want to bring up in that one, Wendy, is all wallpaper is not the same. If you jump on Amazon and buy that stuff, that is your grandmother's shelf paper that they put down on the inside of drawers. Now, if you want to actually go to a place and maybe pick something up that carries wallpaper, yes, I would recommend starting there. But the Amazon stuff is vinyl, and you go to put it on something and it will stretch and you will never, ever get that pattern to match.
There is really good vinyl though out there.
There is.
Like, I just so happen to be sitting next to my wallpaper display.
There we go.
For a client. This is Fabric Hunt. This is a family-owned company out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And they do the most beautiful vinyl wallpaper. This looks like real grass cloth. And it has that beautiful texture and a lot of color and interest in there. And I just think it is so good looking. And it's really, really well priced too. And you can just buy one roll. But man, this at the back of a bookcase, can you imagine?
Gorgeous.
So much more sophisticated and interesting looking. I love it.
It is. And one thing I've noticed with wallpaper, the stuff, I must have expensive tastes in wallpaper.
Oh, not you.
Not me. I was like, I love this black and white pattern that I was going to use in my entryway. I mean, it was literally an 8-foot wall, 8-foot wall, and a 6-foot wall. And I'm like, I'm not spending $1,500 on wallpaper for that.
Is that net or retail?
That was net.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm like, no, that was my, oof. So anyway, don't get scared by wallpaper is what I'm saying.
Don't be scared.
It's back, but there's affordable stuff out there that's really cool.
I would just say, if you can, just be aware of the material. So if it's a really thick, high quality vinyl, that's one thing. If there's silk in it, I would avoid it. If it's fabric of any kind, I would avoid it. Because if you get the glue, any little bit of glue on there, it will show and you'll be so disappointed. So get something that's wipeable and cleanable so you can enjoy it and not have that hang over your head, that extra stress.
Nice. And some of the other stuff you could do too, Wendy, that I love is LED strip light kits and stuff are so fun now and they're so DIY friendly.
Yes.
You know, you can get those at your latest home center now, and you can backlight those shelves. You can, you know, hide it up behind the face frame on them. There's so many things you can do now, and it's literally peel and stick and plug it into a wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it makes a huge difference, and they're dimmable too, most of them. So in the evening you have this beautiful ambient light. It's nice and soft. And in the dead of winter, it makes it a little more cheerful, which all of us need, of course, except for John, who lives in the tropics. But that's
yeah, it's 65 degrees. We do a show and he's got a parka and a stocking cap on.
Yeah, below 70. I'm like, man, it's freezing.
But, you know, it's funny because I did my kitchen 5 years ago, I used those LED strip lights. And I actually put, me being the overachiever, I put 2 different systems underneath my, so I wanted to test them out in my kitchen. I put 2 different systems in that were all remote controlled. You didn't have to turn the lights on to go down into. And if you wanted to go in and get a glass of milk, you could walk in there safely, but it was just dim enough that you could get in there without turning every light on.
Cool.
But then I had those, I had ones that I could color adjust that was not really so much. I could go green, blue, red, you know, whatever. And then I had the other one that was white that I could just really adjust the color temperature to go, do I want 2,500 or 2,600 Kelvin? You know, I mean, that kind of thing. And so it was kind of fun to play around with because that whole house was a test bed to see what I liked and what I didn't.
Sure.
And so there was a lot of things. I had, at one point, I had 6 or 7 different brands of light switches in there that were just testing out. Some of them were horrible. Some of them were great. You know, that's the fun part with that is that was a whole kind of test bed to see what worked and didn't. But LED lighting, sheesh, game changer for projects.
Oh, like
you guys, it's funny. We in the Pacific Northwest, unfortunately, I've had 3 weeks of sun out here, which is horrible for us in that summertime. It's going to be awful. Because our mountains here, it's been like fall here the entire time. I mean, we had the 20s for the first time this last week and a half ago or so, but really we haven't, our snow and our mountains are horrible. So we should have like 8 feet in some places and it's 8 inches. So
yeah,
it's going to be rough.
A lot of places right now,
you know, but you're getting our kind of wintertime gray, which I noticed because what happens when I went to California over New Year's? Rained the whole time. So I get it.
Yes. It's our dreary phase. Yep.
If you are new catching the show, thanks for tuning in. To find out more, head to our website, aroundthehouseonline.com. We will be right back with more from renowned designer Wendy Glaister after these important messages. Now, let's roll out with more music from John and Eric. Here is Dudley with Periscope.
Everyone, it's Eric G from Around the House. I'm teaming up with Cam Anderson. Yeah, the epoxy live edge master from Blacktail Studio for his biggest project yet. A full home remodeling on his stunning Blacktail Ranch. We're talking about this charming but dated farmhouse from lead paint chic to a modern functional dream home. Structural fixes, smart layouts, custom woodworking flair, real budgets, hiccups, pro tips, all documented step by step. If you're a Blacktail fan or love epic renovations, this is your series. Head to my YouTube channel right now, search Around the House Eric G, subscribe, and check out the Blacktail Ranch playlist. Cam's intro video is live, and a fresh episode will be dropping very soon. Don't miss this transformation and subscribe today.
Hey everyone, this is Jim, producer of the Around the House Show podcast. If you're listening right now, you already know we bring you the best tips, tricks, and expert advice to fix, upgrade, and maintain everything in your home without the headaches or the huge bills. But if you're catching us on the radio or borrowing a friend's phone, you're missing out on new episodes dropping straight to your device every week. So do yourself a favor, hit pause for just a second, grab your phone and subscribe to Around the House Show on your favorite podcast player. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or wherever you listen. It's completely free and you'll never miss an episode again. Thanks for supporting the show. Now let's get back to making your house work for you. Welcome back to the Around the House Show. We have been chatting with our friend and interior designer, Wendy Glaister, from Wendy Glaister Interiors. We have been talking about those late winter DIY projects that Wendy loves to tackle this time of year. Now, let's get back to the conversation.
Other projects. Let's talk about some other stuff you can do that I tell you what, there's so many fun projects this time of year, because you're right, we're outside of the holidays. We're starting to dream of springtime.
Yes.
But it's really nice to get this stuff done.
Since I'm not allowed to touch power tools, I can still use a wrench and plumber's tape.
Nice.
You know, when it's just really bone-chilling cold, a really great shower is so nice.
Oh my God.
So, you know, if you just have like a regular shower head, boring builder basic shower head, if you go and get the kind that has the shower head and the wand, that is worth every penny. It has like the massage function and it has all kinds of different levels of pressure. And then if you're the person who cleans at home and you have a wand,
yep,
then you're not crying every time you go to clean your shower. And it's really a nearly painless thing, but it really makes a huge difference. And it's not terribly expensive either, but you'll notice a major change in your morning routine.
It's so much better than Johnny's in Columbia here, because you should see what they do for water heaters down there. They don't heat water to the bathroom. They have an instant water heater that goes in line to the shower head that they run a 20 amp electrical circuit over to, and the wires are exposed, including the connectors. And you just stay in the shower and the hot water comes out of there and it makes it right at the shower head. And it looks like some kind of Jack Kevorkian shower system. It's not good.
People don't get electrocuted? I mean, I hope to God, no, but like that doesn't seem okay.
Nah, it just tingles a little bit. No, kidding. It'll change your morning routine. No, it's not everywhere. I mean, there are water. The place I'm in now has a actual water heater, right? Gas. But yeah, there's a lot of them. And what I was going to say, Eric, is we got to post a picture of one of these on. We talk about this every time anything shower related comes up. So
we got to get a photo. It's a core memory for Eric.
So people can really just go, oh yeah, that's not good.
I'm in El Salvador too. So you jogged a memory when you talked about it that time. I went, oh my gosh, that was the scariest thing, jumping in the shower. Cause I'm like, it's like someone's going to throw the toaster at me. You know what I mean? It's like a bad movie.
It is exactly like that. And you were just talking about when I was in the parka and the beanie cap. I was up in the mountains for 1 month. I stayed up there and it was too cold. But I did manage to make so the wires come out and then you plug in the shower head and the outlet is literally in the shower with you. And I watched the box turn orange and I'm like, that's a lot of smoke coming out of that electrical box that I'm in the shower with. This is maybe a good time to stop showering.
Yeah, that's
so
that's,
they do malfunction.
Sketchy.
California, adventure. We have more rules than anybody, and yeah, thank God after hearing that story.
That's why I'm thankful we have building code. I'm happy
that everything I own, there's less accidents down here in this dangerous, crazy, no rule living situation in Colombia than there are in half of California. Like, people pay attention. There's big holes in the street. There's rebar sticking out of buildings. Like, nobody gets hurt.
So because their life is constantly
takes real time. Danger.
You get very alert. And if you do
get alert,
it's your own fault. You don't sue anybody. You just suck it up and go.
You live in a constant cycle of trauma.
That's the last time I'm going to step in the hole or get caught by rebar not paying attention because I was on my phone. Like, you just learn. You get better.
Yep.
Keep you accountable. I think it's good for people. I think we need more of it. Instead of these bougie closets with the frosted doors and champagne or whatever the heck.
Don't you knock that Real Housewives of Beverly Hills closet. No.
To our audience out there, I guarantee you this will not be the last time you hear this. Absolutely. Oh my gosh. But yeah, I mean, you're right. And even you don't have to bougie on this. Just even like a Brizo or something decent is going to be great.
Brizo is high end. Brizo is the high end Delta and all of the plumbing professionals love it. It is very lovely.
And every plumber loves Delta, period. That dialed in.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
No, I love a good
you have to go out and spend
brushed bronze finish.
I'm just saying, we don't need one of those government shower heads.
But you can go to a red or a blue store and get it, and you're still going to be okay, probably.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And yes, and one other tip on this, plastic is really smart. Even though I want something a little better, when you drop it, you're less likely to break anything in the shower if the hose is long. Because people go, I don't know, if I don't want a plastic. I'm like, you want plastic because that's what you want to break. You don't want
the wand
part and stuff. You want to, having plastic is okay in that. And especially even the shower head, if that's too heavy, I don't want you seeing you ruining the acrylic shower system you have in there or busting up tile on the floor, having something good quality point. Is good, but you don't have to get crazy on the handhelds, it'll be nice.
All right. I'm not,
or just
bougie.
Make sure that
I'm not bougie, but I'd rather have metal and break the tile. Like I don't want a plastic shower head.
The hose doesn't reach the floor.
Very true. Then you're good.
There you go.
See how I can collaborate with contractors?
Well, if it's the tile on the wall.
Okay.
And I will have to say, for the house builders out there, I'll stay at my buddy's house in California. For the people that put shower heads in for people that were 5'1", I detest you. Where I walk into there, I'm 6 foot. I'm not 7 foot
it's
tall.
It's their custom home, though. It's okay because it's designed for them.
It is. But when I can look down at the shower head, it's not something that's neat to me.
But later, if you make it your home, you could put in the beautiful Brizo bar, you know, the slide bar, and you can slide it up.
Yep.
See, there's always a workaround. We never have to be sad.
Huh?
That's right. See? Never, ever give up. Never, ever give up. That's right. In war and in renovations.
Yep. It's so true, though. It's so true. And again, you know, you don't have to spend a ton of money on these. And it's, and pay attention to what the water output is. The nicer ones give you a better spray pattern and a more comfortable spray pattern with the lower ones. And as somebody that used to field modify these for more water flow, it doesn't always work well because they're designed for specific, and I'm talking from potential experience here.
I don't know what you're talking
about. And take the center thing out of it for water consumption because you want a better shower head. Sometimes that doesn't work.
Mm-mm. It hurts.
I've drilled holes in a few of those. I'll just say it.
Yep. So I have, and I've thrown a few away doing that because they're not designed for that flow.
No, they are not. Don't mess with the science.
Don't mess with the science. That's a good one, Wendy. And again, these are things though too. And while you're doing that stuff, you can have some fun. So many times if you've got like a, let's say it's a Moen shower system. I'm just going to grab a brand. Sometimes you can go around and change out the trim on that and go, I'm getting rid of the chrome and I'm going to go brushed gold in here. And you can really do some upgrades to that space with a Phillips screwdriver and some caulking.
And then pair it with the hardware on the cabinetry. And it's like you have a brand new space.
Absolutely. So speaking of that, what is your thought, Wendy, on when you're doing that for maybe it's the powder room? Do you think the hardware should match for the entire house? If somebody's a brushed nickel person versus a, there's so many multicolor finishes out there now. What's your take on making it all sing within that house?
I think there was a time when it was very important to people that all the metal matched. Because I remember as a designer working in people's homes, that was a major priority. The hinges on the doors, the doorknobs, the lighting, the fixtures, the faucets, everything. That is pretty limiting though. And I think now we see that and it feels like that must be a tract home because you just bought a package. Now, for more custom homes and a more elevated experience, you want to mix metals and you want to blend things. And the sign of an excellent designer is how many different colors and textures and patterns can you mix and still have it look like $100 million and not spend that much. So there's like an art to all of that that I think I really appreciate that now people are open to that.
If you are new catching the show, thanks for tuning in. To find out more, head to our website, aroundthehouseonline.com. We will be right back with more from renowned designer Wendy Glaister after these important messages.
Are you a contractor, landscaper, or small business owner? Are you tired of renting or pulling that worn-out trailer to the job site? Is that really the best look for your company? It's time to up your game and check out the trailers from Summit Trailer. If you want the highest quality trailer you can own, they are proudly made right here in Oregon with a dealer network all along the West Coast. What I love about my Summit Trailer is that it's a dump trailer that was designed to work. I can load it up without having to worry about if it's going to be able to lift the load, and it pulls like a dream. This was built to work. So it doesn't matter if you want a dump trailer like mine or a deck over flatbed, tilt bed, or utility trailer. They got a trailer that'll fit your needs. Invest in your business with something you'll feel proud of, pulling up to any job site or your next project. Check out the best trailer in the West at SummitTrailerMFG.com. Check out the dealer locator and find your nearest dealer at SummitTrailerMFG.com.
If I could dream
of- Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good. They convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com. Websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code Eric G for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call.
Welcome back to the Around the House show. All of this show didn't fit into the radio show and podcast, so check out our Around the House Insider, where you can listen to the extended interview. Check out the details at aroundthehouseonline.com. Now, let's wrap this up with more from Wendy Glaister.
I was still thinking about my design career starting in the mid-90s going, I couldn't wait to throw this stuff in the recycle bin, and now we're coming back with a new version of it. And there's probably 3 months that I was doing it with...
Reluctantly.
I was reluctant at best, but you know, I let go of that. That was kind of my first experience of... For my career of something coming back around again, and I had to kind
everything of everything comes back.
That was really kind of the first one. I went, okay, I got to let go of that. And that's always as a designer been my thing, John. And you know this too, is that I want the designer when I'm done with the project to have no idea what my favorite style is.
Agreed. That's talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard sometimes, you know, and especially when you're going into a style that you personally don't like, but it's like, I know what it is. Let's do it. Let's go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it. But it's talking about projects, you know, some of the other things I think that are smart out there that you can do too, are just some of those health and wellness things. Maybe it's that bidet toilet seat. Maybe it's mounting some, some air quality monitors around the house, maybe swapping out that bath fan to put something in like a few weeks ago with Panasonic here that we had on the show, you know, just upgrading things and making them so you've got just a better chance of being healthy in your home the next year. And I think those are things that, one, they pay off, but two, it just adds to your general health and well-being.
Even upgrading your switching in your home. Yeah. The LeGrand system has this beautiful system that you can program it all from your iPhone or your iPad, and you can set scenes. And because I love lighting in a house, but what that usually means for my clients is an awful lot of switches, and it can get frustrating. So if you can set scenes for outdoor and indoor and all of that, it really makes your life a lot easier. It saves a ton of time, energy, and it's something that you can get done over multiple football weekends without much problem.
There we go. See, I've been trying to fit in my football weekends because, you know, I'm a Seahawks fan, so it's been a good year for us.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, so it's good for us. So, but, you know, it's one of those things. I'm a Seattle sports guy. When that rare chance that we get there, we have to enjoy it.
We do have good uniforms, though. See? Pretty colors in those uniforms.
Yeah, no, they stick around. John's just shaking his head over here going, yeah. I never paid attention to that.
Well, every time I did, you guys would mess it up at the end. Like every time we'd get to the playoffs, we would be all excited all year. Yeah, go Hawks. And then every time. Yeah. So I had to stop. For the sake of my heart, I had to stop.
Yeah. John was definitely the music guy for sure, too. So we both were. But, you know, these kind of projects, though, I think it's really smart. And, you know, just like you were saying, Wendy, without getting the power tools out, sometimes just having some fun with color, paint, you know, texture inside the house, something can, you know, just repainting that living room or the master bedroom can be just such a relieving, fresh look coming in the spring.
Contrast molding is really coming back. I don't know if you've seen a lot of that, but in a lot of the new, it's really beautiful. And it's like, it's probably a semi-gloss, eggshell to semi-gloss finish, but it's not that hard. Once you get the hang of it, when you have the right brush and you tape it all off, I like that Purdy, P-U-R-D-Y, angled brush.
They're the best.
Yeah. And you can just put on a podcast or put on some music and change all the trim in your room. And it's so stunning and it makes such an impact. And again, no power tools, no risk of hurting yourself, but a major impact that's super stylish and really fun and makes things feel fresh right away. That's kind of a good idea too, if you have the time.
This episode's really going to speak to my mom because she will repaint any wall in the house. I don't know. It seems like once a month. She's like, and I get the call, right? Should I go with this kind of this or this kind of this? I'm like, Ma, you just painted. No, I gotta paint something. But speaking of the power tools and the safety issue, the other day, she's like, she's finally sick of the magnolia tree. It's making a mess everywhere. I'm just tired of it. I'm cutting it down. $900 quote to cut down this magnolia tree. I'm like, what? Next thing I don't know, 5 days following, mom shows up, sends me a photo on WhatsApp. I just bought a new chainsaw. Lord, no. No, you did not. Mom. No, you did not. I am not flying up there right now because you decided a chainsaw was a good idea.
Oh.
No, I know better than that.
This little like 10-inch, 12-inch, I don't know, probably a battery thing. It's like a toy that, you know.
Little chainsaws.
I can chop down that tree. I'm like, oh, Ma. And then thankfully a few days later, she's like, I took the chainsaw back. I'm like, thank you, God.
Yep. There are channels on YouTube just meant for homeowner fails with chainsaws.
Yeah. Well, I don't want one of them to be my mother, please.
Exactly. No. Heck, there's professionals that mess that up. I mean, we've all seen the crane where they were cutting the tree down and the crane got overloaded and it's bent over on the house or something. And this is not a DIY project.
No, that's not in this category.
No, it's not. but that's, again, you know, just some of that health stuff. I think it's one thing that I think is important too, that, you know, you look at, here's something that I see, and we were talking with Caroline the other day about this, who's our friend and former co-host on the show. She's America's Healthy Home Expert. A lot of our carbon monoxide detectors and stuff, they go off when you get a nearly fatal dose of that in your home. They don't tell you that you might be having a problem soon, you know? Mm. So really checking to see how there's a lot smarter ones out there as well. You can go into these smart ones and they'll tell you what the, hey, we have a low limit. You know, there's a low coming out, you know, so many parts per million versus the 20 times that, which is they're saying to get out of the house. Sometimes just adding to that health and safety stuff can be a really big deal to make sure that you've got that stuff dialed in.
Yeah. And
if it's a rainy day outside, it's a great thing to do. Swap out the smoke alarms and upgrade those. They only last for 10 years anyway. So if you've been in that house for 20 years, here's a little secret that I've learned too from interviewing enough fire departments out there. If you, like, John, if your mom's got a one that's 12 feet high in the living room and she's like, I'm going to get the ladder and go for it. I bet if you call down to your local fire station, that they'll be more than happy to come down with a ladder and swap that out for you when they have time. Most of the time, they will come down and do that for you. And then your mom gets to see all the hot firefighters, so she's happy too. Yep. But there are things for that for people that know that maybe I shouldn't be getting 10 feet up on a ladder, or you're just scared of doing it. You know, nothing like free help to do those DIY projects.
Yes. Also, just one little other thing that I like to do too, because it's something that people don't always remember to do, is swap out your lamp shades.
I have a store not far from my house that is just lampshades.
Really?
Yeah. Still there. It's kind of like the old sewing machine shop or the old vacuum cleaner repair place, right? You see them in the shoe repair place and you go, oh, across the street by a block is still a 1 hour photo drop off photo place as well. So it's kind of a time capsule in there, but they do business. And you can walk in there and touch and feel. Kind of rare, but cool.
Yeah, that's great. One thing though, I would advise people if they want to swap out lampshades, because you know, they get dingy and you don't notice until you just take a minute and you look at it, seriously look at it. Take your lamp with you so that you get the scale right. Because if you guess, you'll likely get it wrong. And that's kind of a pain in the neck because you're going back and forth and back and forth. So
smart call. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that, but you're right. You get it and you're like, I thought that was much smaller than it was.
Mm-hmm. And then it's a fun little outing and you can meet a friend for lunch and then you miss the football game completely.
I think I'm going to watch a football game on this one.
I love it. I love it. Oh, we are running out of time here. Wendy, we just keep cranking through these things. And I love that. We have such a great time on this. It's just like, I look at the time and go, where did the time go?
Yeah, I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for inviting me back. And it is really nice to be able to talk about the things that we care about as designers and contractor, because sometimes, you know, the care and concern and the thoughtfulness that goes into that is sometimes missed. And it's nice to be able to share these things with you guys, because that way it always comes back around.
Yeah. So if people want to find you, they're like, all right, Wendy's fun. We need to have her on our next project because we have no idea what color we're supposed to be doing in this space, or oh my gosh, I can't
size the lampshade.
I have. Right.
I need help.
Yeah.
How about you, Wendy?
Wendy Glaister Interiors.com, and Glaister spelled Glaister. And on Instagram, it's Wendy Glaister Interiors. And we'd love to have you follow along.
There you go, guys. Follow along for all those design tips and see what cool projects she's doing, because I do. You know, you do some great stuff out there. There's some fun projects on your
Instagram. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. John Dudley, this has been fun as always. Wendy Glaister, thanks again. I appreciate you.
Thanks for having me. See you guys soon, hopefully. Take care.
Literally, we got to make it happen. I'm Eric T. You've been listening to Around the House. Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Quick favor. If you're enjoying the show, the absolute best way you can support us is by leaving a quick review on your favorite podcast player. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever you're listening to. It literally takes 30 seconds, and here's why it matters so much to us. Those reviews help new listeners discover the podcast, tell the algorithms we're worth recommending, and give us the feedback we need to bring you even better episodes. More of the topics you love and guests that actually move the needle for you. That helps us help you. It's as simple as that. So if the show's been useful, funny, or just made your day a little better, pop over right now, drop a star rating and a couple of sentences. We'll be genuinely grateful. Thanks for being a part of the Around the House crew, and let's keep that conversation going.